Mitch McConnell slams the Democrat election takeover bill. Rotten inner workings of transparently partisan power grab. By Jacob Bliss on June 22, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. RKY, Tuesday on the Senate floor, before voting on the Democrats' election takeover bill, highlighted Democrats' transparently partisan motives at a power grab from the bill's rotten inner workings. McConnell explained the Senate would vote on whether to advance Democrats' transparent plan to tilt every election in America permanently in their favor. He added that the rotten inner workings of the Democrats' election takeover bill have now been exposed as a partisan power grab. The minority leader said passing the bill would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance laws should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel that the Democrats would then wield against their political opponents. We know it would let Washington bureaucrats to direct dollars into campaign accounts, government money for yard signs, and attack ads, he clarified more. We know it would let Democrats to take a red pen to election laws to each of the 50 states, neutering voter ID while legalizing shady practices like ballot harvesting across the board. It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections, remaking the entire system of government to suit one far end of the political spectrum, he said. If they could, many Democrats would pass it with the slimmest possible majority even after its companion faced bipartisan opposition over in the House. McConnell further said the Democrats had made a craven political calculation to show their disdain for the American people's choices, which has not been limited to election law. The Democrats' election takeover bill would be the Democrats' most dangerous way to equip partisan regulators to intimidate and to discourage private citizens from engaging in political speech. Unfortunately, this one is a familiar concept for too many Americans. He added, also mentioning that it is not that hard to imagine Democrats indulging ideological grudges and chilling free speech since it has actually happened before. The minority leader also explained that only a few weeks ago, the United States was reminded that the federal government could not fully protect private citizens' personal information, posing the question, is the government unable or unwilling? He continued. But conservatives in particular didn't need a reminder of what became institutionalized discrimination under the last Democratic administration. So, when private contributors, nonprofit advocacy groups, and religious organizations see that as once disclosure requirements would intentionally unlearn the lessons of the IRS abuses under Lois Lerner, they have plenty of reasons, plenty, to fear. Naming and shaming is not a hypothetical concept. It's been a concrete reality for thousands of private citizens. And today Democrats are asking for a green light to supercharge the intimidation machine that makes all that possible. We've heard this entire package described in many ways over the years. It's been around for a while. These same rotten proposals have sometimes been called a massive overhaul for a broken democracy. Sometimes just a modest package of tweaks for a democracy that's working perfectly, and sometimes a response to state actions which this bill actually predates by many years. But whatever label Democrats slap on the bill, the substance remains the same. It's always been a plan to rewrite the ground rules of American politics and, by the way, no matter what far-left activists are telling our colleagues, this most sensitive subject would not be the best place to trash the Senate's rules to ram something through. The senator explained that the Democrats ending the filibuster would be the worst possible place to push through a power grab at any cost, since they are only trying to end the filibuster to ram parts of their partisan radical agenda, like the election takeover bill, through the Senate. While on the floor speaking, he also took the time to explain. He has also helped write legislation regarding our democracy that has soared through this chamber on huge bipartisan margins. This is why he said, the Senate is only an obstacle when the policy is flawed, and the process is rotten, and that's exactly why this body exists. He mentioned at the end that the Republicans would do their job and fulfill our founding purpose so they can stop the partisan power grab by rejecting the partisan bill.